We're getting ready for the first ever live broadcast of graduation ceremonies for Raton High School. Before we begin, a reminder for everyone's safety and health from the Raton Schools. Please follow all health orders and guidance issued by the state and the Department of Health. Please practice social distancing and remain in your vehicles during the ceremony and the parade afterward. Thank you for your cooperation, and let's celebrate a Raton High School class of 2020.
Hello, I'm Nevaeh Ortiz. Welcome to the Raton High School Class of 2020 graduation ceremony. At this time, please remove cover for the pledge and the national anthem. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hello, I am Jaden Romero. Welcome, ladies, gentlemen, family, friends, and my fellow classmates of 2020 to the first ever radio broadcast graduation ceremony. I'm honored to be here giving this speech and sharing these intense emotions as the graduating class of 2020 closes this chapter in our lives. Parents, you are probably wondering where the years have gone. As you marvel at your sons and daughters' accomplishments, it doesn't seem that long ago when you were dropping us off at kindergarten. Although for us, living through those years seemed like an eternity, and now here we are on graduation day. We could have never imagined we'd be sitting in our vehicles listening to our ceremony over the radio. We have all accomplished one of our major early milestones. This major step in our journey of life should be recognized and celebrated for its immense significance. As the class of 2020 was looking forward to our last prom, last year of sports, and senior week, it was all taken from us. We will graduate from Raton High School with a diploma, but sadly no senior memories to go along with it. We have already shown how capable the class of 2020 is at achieving our goals with the road of setbacks. Graduating during this pandemic has only made us stronger and wiser. Thank you to all our parents, grandparents, teachers, and coaches for helping us achieve our goals and continuing to support us in all our future endeavors. Sincerely, the Quarantine Class of 2020.
Hello, Andy Ortiz, Superintendent, Raton Public Schools. We would now like to give some very special academic honors. Our first honoree is salutatorian Jennifer Acosta. Jennifer is the daughter of Jesus Acosta and Jessica Vila. She has been a member of the Raton High School varsity cheer team for 5 years and is a two-time state champion. Jennifer has been a member of RHS Student Senate for 4 years and served as the 2019-2020 student body president. She also has been a member of RHS FCCLA for 4 years and served 2 terms on the New Mexico FCCLA State Executive Council. She has also been a member of the RHS National Honor Society and served as the 2019-2020 chapter treasurer. Her ending GPA is 4.2381. After high school, Jennifer plans on attending the University of New Mexico to enroll in a dual degree program to receive her Master's of Business Administration and Juris Doctor degrees. The class of 2020, valedictorian, Tori Ann Platero. Tori Ann is the daughter of Merle and Christina Platero. Tori Ann has participated in Student Senate for 3 years and served as the 2019-2020 Student Body Secretary. She has also participated in Youth Alive for 2 years and FCCLA for 2 years and National Honor Society for 2 years. Tori Ann participated on the team who won the New Mexico Governor's STEM Challenge and state championship title through Urinco, USA. She also attended the Hugh O'Brien Youth Leadership Conference the summer of her sophomore year. Tori Ann has been a part of the RHS Healthcare Career Pathways Program, in which she has earned a certificate in phlebotomy and CNA. Tori Ann has an ending GPA of 4.4595. She plans to attend New Mexico State University and major in psychology. Congratulations to both of you. It is with great pleasure that I present your class of 2020 valedictorian to give her graduation address.
Hello, I am Tori Ann Platero, and none of us wanted our senior year to end like this. This year has been one of the weirdest times in our lives. I don't know how I should feel about it. I don't know what to say to all of you, other than this is just another step in our road, another push on our journey. This moment, it will find its place in our lives, just like all of our other struggles that we have pushed through and have fought against. I'm going to hold onto the memories, the ones that I made this year. I'm going to remember becoming a phlebotomist, being recognized at the Governor's STEM Challenge, learning to play the trumpet, burning the popcorn at our first tennis concession, and spending time with my friends. I don't want all of my joyful experiences to be overshadowed by the challenges that we now face. So, I want all of you to remember those times instead of what is happening right now. Remember going from learning which colors were which to learning how light waves create them. Remember when we learned how to make macaroni art in grade school. Remember going on field trips to the lake or to the pool. Remember your first dance and the smell of popcorn at the games, when it wasn't burnt. Relive your memories of dancing with friends to the Cupid Shuffle and joking around on the bus after games. What has happened was not what any of us wanted, but we are glad to have made it this far. So, thank you. To all of our teachers that tried their hardest to give us a start. To all the adults that supported us, and thank you to our coaches for teaching us valuable lessons. And most of all, thank you to the students. Thank you for the 4 amazing years where we goofed off, struggled with English, and wondered why someone needed 500 watermelons. Thank you for the weirdest memes, the best gifts, and the amazing school events. They provided me with years of happiness. So, no matter who you are, no matter what you want to do after this, keep going. Don't let anything, least of all what has happened this year, stop you on your journey. We didn't plan it to end here, and it won't.
I'm Jaden Martinez.
And I'm Ben Camp.
And at this time, we would like to take a moment to remember our friend and classmate who left us too early, Joshua Jesus Mendez.
It broke our hearts to lose you, but you did not go alone. A part of us went with you the day God took you home.
If tears could build a stairway and heartaches make a lane, we would walk our way to heaven and bring you back again. In life, we loved you dearly. In death, we love you still. In our hearts, you hold a place no one could ever fill.
We miss you, Josh, and we will always remember our friend.
Hi, I'm Ginger Baird, and I'm the chapter president for the Raton High School National Honor Society. At this time, we would like to recognize the seniors who have been inducted into the Raton High School National Honor Society and have demonstrated the academic achievements, personal conduct, and community and school service, and that they have met the requirements to be honored at today's graduation ceremony. These students are Jennifer Acosta, Ginger Baird, Jaden Martinez, Melinda Mercia Candelario, Marshall Odroyd, Naveo Ortiz, Torianne Platero, Jaden Romero, Aaliyah Samora, and Lainey Segura. Congratulations, students.
Hello, this is Marshall Odroyd.
Hi, I'm Aaliyah Samora.
We would now like to honor those students who have been awarded cords and pins.
Double gold cords. Double gold cords are worn by students who are in the top 20% of the graduating class. These students are Jennifer Acosta, Ginger Baird, Benjamin Camp, Jaden Martinez, Melinda Mercia Candelario, Tyler Newrotter, Marshall Oldroyd, Nevaeh Ortiz, Stacy Patterson, Torianne Platero, Jaden Romero, Aaliyah Samora, and Lainey Segura.
Double green cords. Double green cords are worn by students who have participated in the Healthcare Career Pathways program. These students are Tyler Newrouter, Torianne Platero, and Rachel Sandoval.
Single red cord. Students wearing the red cord have been a member of the Raton High School FCCLA chapter for at least 3 years. These students are Jennifer Acosta, Ginger Baird, Caitlin Gaddy, Hunter Kuchin, Naveeh Ortiz, and Sydney Romero.
Pink cord. Students wearing the pink cord have been a part of the Raton High School Fine Arts Program for 4 years. These students are Yasmin Chavira Alvidrez, Joey Cheramonte, Nathaniel Hebron, Antoinette Giron, Antonia Lopez, Melinda Mercia Candelario, Tyler Newrouter, Marshall Oldroyd, Kirsten Ortega, and Hugh Yardis.
Single purple and orange cord. Students wearing the purple and orange cord are being recognized for giving blood at least 3 times during the RHS blood drive. These students are Destiny Garcia, Garrett Kelly, Nevaeh Ortiz, David Sines, Rachel Sandoval, and Alexander Valisod.
Blue and gold cords. Students wearing the blue and gold cords have been a member of the Raton High School FFA chapter for at least 3 years. This student is Jody Feldman.
Black and gold cords. Students wearing the black and gold cords have participated in Student Senate for 4 years. This student is Jennifer Acosta.
Red, white, and blue cords. Students with red, white, and blue cords will soon be leaving our community to be serving our country and defending our freedoms, and have signed with a branch of the United States military. These students are Jalia Johnson and Jesse Uribe.
Teal and white cords. Students with teal and white cords have been a member of the Raton High School Youth Alive program for at least 2 years. These students are Ginger Baird, Jordan Brooks, Dayton Guada, Benjamin Camp, Hunter Kuchin, Kirsten Ortega, Naveeh Ortiz, Rachel Sandoval, Lainey Segura, and Theodore Williams.
These students being recognized have earned the Presidential Education Excellence Award and have ended their high school careers with a GPA over a 4.0 and have proven their dedication to education and rigorous studies. These students are Jennifer Acosta, Melinda Mercia Candelario, Marshall Oldroyd, Nevaeh Ortiz, Stacy Patterson, Torianne Platero, Jaden Romero, Aaliyah Samora, and Lainey Segura.
These students, being recognized, have earned the Presidential Education Achievement Award and have ended their high school careers with at least a 3.5 GPA and have shown outstanding educational growth and commitment to their education. Those students are Ginger Baird, Destiny Garcia, Dayton Guada, Benjamin Camp, Hunter Kuchin, Jaden Martinez, Tyler Newrotter, Angel Rodriguez, and Deja Neek Tarafelli. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Lainey Segura. The class of 2020 would like to honor our teachers and administrators of Raton High School and to thank you for your commitment and service to the Raton Public Schools. You have taught us through good and bad all the lessons we needed to learn so that we can now go out into the world and fly. We know that without dedicated teachers and administrators such as yourselves, that we would not be graduating today. Thank you.
I'm Melinda Mercia Candelario, and this is honoring parents. To our parents, we, your children, the class of 2020, would like to thank you for all the love and support you have given us over the years. We want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for standing by us through the years and through all of our mistakes, and for teaching us to be strong individuals. We know that we are graduating today because of you and your commitment to being a parent. We love you.
This is Rachel Sandoval, our senior class president. Class of 2020, this may not be how we pictured this day, but we have made so many memories through the years. We started high school as little teenagers, still learning how it works, to walking through the halls, thinking we knew everything. Our last year here at Raton High will definitely be a part of history, and no one will ever forget the class of 2020. As Monica Geller told Rachel Green, "Welcome to the real world. It sucks. You're gonna love it." So good luck to the class of 2020 on all your future endeavors. I can't wait to see what life brings you all. As I pass the key to the class of 2021, I hope you have a normal senior year and don't take the moments you get for granted, because you never know when it will be your last day in these hallways.
Hi, I'm April V. Hill, junior class president. As the 2021 class president, I am honored to receive this key from the class of 2020. Your class has always persevered through every hardship you have faced, and that dedication to your class is shown here today. I hope you can continue with that mindset throughout all of the adventures life will take you on as a high school graduate. On behalf of the junior class, we are so proud of you and your accomplishments. We will miss seeing you in those halls, but we won't forget the memories that we made there together. Congratulations to the class of 2020.
Hello, I'm Lynette Simpson. At this time, we would like to honor those students who have completed a certificate program with Santa Fe Community College, in addition to completing all of their high school requirements. We have many students who take advantage of dual credit classes. Raton High School, Colfax County, and Santa Fe Community College have formed a partnership to offer certificate programs to students. The certificate programs and courses offered continue to grow each year because of the dedication of Santa Fe Community College's professors and staff to work with Raton High School. We are one of the first rural high schools to offer these certificate programs to our students. The following students have completed the certificate programs: Jennifer Acosta, Certificate in Business Administration; Tyler Newrotter, Certificate in Phlebotomy and Nurse's Aid; Marshall Oldroyd, Certificate in Business Administration; Torianne Platero, Certificate in Phlebotomy and Nurse's Aid; Rachel Sandoval, Certificate in Phlebotomy and Nurse's Aid. Congratulations to these students for all of their hard work. We would also like to recognize another group of students who have worked hard throughout their high school careers for Honor Guard and Usher Honors. The following students were selected by GPA to the graduation Honor Guard: Anna Acosta, Seven Garcia, Kaylee Mays, Jimmy Mascarenhas, Jocelyn Mascarenhas, Madison Maletta, Jacob Ortega, Isaiah Samora, Ella Sanchez, Hannah Cisneros, and Baylor Walton. The following students were selected by GPA for graduation usher: Andrew Long, Alexia Marcus, Autumn Martinez, Deanna Nahara, April Vigil, and Sarah Ware.
Hi, I'm Oga Neurotter. I'm the interim principal of Raton High School, and on behalf of the Raton Public Schools and the Board of Education, we attest to the fact that these students have fulfilled the requirements for graduation and do now qualify to receive diplomas from Raton High School. Now, I would like to welcome our graduation announcer, Mr. Billy Donati.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is with great pleasure and honor that we recognize the Raton High School graduating class of 2020. Jennifer Soledad Acosta, Jesus Alvarado II, Ginger Grace Baird, Frida Josephine Barella, Azariah Blaubach, Jordan Taylor Brooks, Haley Isabella Chavez, Yasmin Alexandra Chavira Alvidrez, Joey Rain Chiramonte, Vernon Lee Denicio Edwards Jr., Jody Lee Feldman, Destiny Dawn Garcia, and also happy birthday to Destiny, Caitlin Felicity Gaddy, Edwin Anthony Godby, Natasha Rose Gonzalez, Dayton Anthony Wara, Nathaniel Douglas Kaloi Hebron, Antoinette Lorelei Jerome, Jalea Lynn Johnson, Benjamin Ryan Camp, Garrett Logan Kelly, Hunter Lee Kuchin, Antonia Marie Lopez, Mira Michelle M. Maestas, Jaden Michael Martinez, Justin Corey Morphew, Melinda Elizabeth Murcia Candelario, Tyler Jean Neurotter, Marshall Reed Oldroyd, Francisco Gabriel Ogeen, Kirsten Catalina Elizabeth Ortega, Crystal Passion Ortiz, Nevaeh Alicia Ortiz, Shylin Bailey Padilla, Stacy Maria Patterson, Tori Ann Rose Platero, Ethan Joseph Rea, Leslie Melissa Rios Ogeen, Angel Julian Rodriguez, Dante Ajais Romero, Jaden Joseph Romero, Lillian Marie Romero, Sydney Madison Romero, David Orion Sines, Aaliyah Marie Samora, Alexis Lynn Sanchez, Benjamin Manuel Isidoro Sanchez, Jordan Lewis Sandoval, Rachel Ann Sandoval, Taylor Marie Sandoval, Isaiah Carlos San Roman Trujillo, Lainey Sue Segura, Xylanico Marcus Segura, Caleb Wade Senna, Michaela Marty Senna, Tobias Lee Tapia Muniz, Deshanique Amalia Rose Tarafelli. Braden Marcus Topping. Drulin Trujillo. Jesse Ricardo Uribe. Alexander James Vatlestad. John Alexander Ware. Theodore J. Ivan Williams. And Hugh Thomas Cleland Yardis. Congratulations and best of luck to the Raton High School Class of 2020!
Hello everyone, I'm Tyler Newrodder. At this time, students please, turn your tassels and congratulations on your graduation.
She was staring out the window of their SUV, complaining, saying, I can't wait to turn 18. She said, I'll make my own money and I'll make my own rules. Mama put the car in park out there in front of the school. And she kissed her head and said, I was just like you. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. Before she knows it, she's a brand new bride in her one-bedroom apartment, and her daddy stops by. He tells her it's a nice place. She says, it'll do for now. Starts talking about babies and buying a house. Daddy shakes his head and says, baby, just slow down. Cause you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. He says they don't bother me. I've got two babies of my own. One's 36, one's 23. It's hard to believe, but you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look.
Hi, I am Jennifer Acosta, class of 2020. Although our senior year didn't end as we hoped, we gather here in the RHS parking lot to celebrate our success. I want to thank our teachers, administrators, coaches, parents, and family members for their support and encouragement throughout our journey. Before I say my final goodbye to the class of 2020, I would like to highlight a few of my favorite moments. In 8th grade, we started our high school experience early, and me and 5 of my fellow graduates helped the RHS cheer team win the 2016 state championship. Freshman year, we went through a rebellious phase and planned a potluck without our teacher's permission. This year, I got to experience serving on the New Mexico FCCLA State Executive Council for my first time. Sophomore year, we learned which one of us were the good liars and who had the fastest hands while playing our favorite card games. One of my biggest goals and greatest achievements was running and being elected as the New Mexico FCCLA state president. Junior year, we thought we were making our way up, but soon realized we weren't there yet, when we took L's during homecoming rodeo and the Powder Puff game. However, the RHS cheer team redeemed those L's by bringing home another state championship. Then, we got to what we thought would be the best year yet, 2020, the year we would have our last state competitions, last prom, and our last moments together as the class of 2020. Unfortunately, coronavirus changed all of our plans. We sit here today celebrating our graduation in a way we never expected. It is up to us to take this experience and learn that things don't always go as planned, but we must always cherish the moments we've had, the memories we've made together, and the lifelong friends that will forever be on my family's Netflix account. Class of 2020, remember, we cannot become what we want by remaining what we are. Thank you for listening to the Raton High School Class of 2020 graduation ceremony. At this time, we would like the seniors to please proceed to the parade route.